KQED.
The new rules to manage California's groundwater supply will take years to implement. But in the meantime, as many as 1.5 million Californians rely on domestic groundwater wells for their drinking water. Some of them need help now because those wells are starting to go dry. Drilling new wells may be their only option, and it's expensive. Stanislaus County has become the first to offer a low-interest loan program to help homeowners. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
Pam Viera's water well has slowed to a trickle and is mostly pulling up sand. You can see it in the tank of her toilet.
See the sand?
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it's full of sand. Sometimes we have brown water. Sometimes we have no water.
Viera and her husband Lawrence have lived in this tan-colored ranch house surrounded by almond trees and sweet potato farms for about 40 years. Like many in this rural community of Denaire, just south of Modesto, they're too far from town to hook into a municipal water system. Their household well has always worked fine, but now the Vieras have had to let their lawn die and let their gardener go.
I have artificial flowers by my front door, and I hate artificial flowers.
She's trying to save her grandmother's 100-year-old hydrangea by collecting the water she uses to bathe and pouring it into the pots.
This is my grandmother's, and it's just burned and dying. But I think it'll make it through. What I'm concerned about is, are we going to make it through?
The Vieras ran an auto repair shop for many years. Now they've retired and have nowhere near the $20,000 it would take to drill a new well.
My husband's 75 and I'm 70. We live on a fixed income. We're not asking for a handout. We just need help.
The state provides drought assistance to small rural community water systems, but not for private property owners like the Vieras who rely on their own wells.
And no one has thought about domestic well owners, which is a real shame because there's thousands of us and water is a necessity. You have to have it to live.
There are some limited federal grants through the USDA for extremely low-income individuals with water wells, but nothing for middle-class folks.
Because if you're super rich, you got the money. If you're super poor, you qualify for all the grants. We're in between, middle class, and now we're old.
Someone doesn't have water, can't get a new well, you know, we feel there's a moral obligation to step in and see if we can do something to help them.
That's Stanislaus County Supervisor Bill O'Brien. He and his colleagues, who are all fiscal conservatives, unanimously decided to dig into county coffers to help people whose wells are going dry. O'Brien says this is not a handout. It's a loan to be paid back with interest at a very attractive 1% interest rate. Loan applicants have to put liens on their homes to qualify.
The taxpayer is protected, and I think that's why you saw a conservative board of supervisors approve this program.
The pilot phase allocates $200,000, which will pay for loans to drill about 10 wells. No one knows for sure how many wells are going dry in Stanislaus County, but O'Brien says about a fifth of the county's population, some 100,000 people, rely on domestic wells. Still, Noe Baramo from California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation says he's glad to see the supervisors stepping up to provide a local safety net.
This critical issue of the groundwater depletion has hit home, and it's affecting their constituents.
Baramo wants to make sure Spanish speakers or those without internet access will also be able to apply for loans. He notes that county supervisors delicately avoided the issue of whether all the new wells drilled on profitable almond farms may be responsible for sucking down the groundwater.
Even if they don't acknowledge that they are responsible for depleting it, they should at least step forward and say, we are going to be good stewards and good neighbors and help our neighbors out.
His idea? Have farmers set up a fund to help their residential neighbors drill wells so the county isn't the only one lending a hand. But that idea is not likely to fly with growers. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Stanislaus County.